Unlike there is z- like I have trust issues when it comes to a lack of consistency. Welcome back. I have a question for you guys.
No.
What is your favorite sin?
My favorite sin?
Yeah. Not me. Not my personality.
It wasn't going to be you.
It's not always about you.
It wasn't going to
be you. That.
It wasn't going to be you.
My favorite sin. I'm a glutton.
Oh, I was going to say gluttony.
Yeah.
You beat me. You guys are twinsies.
Actually,
I like food too much, bro.
Above gluttony is pride. My pride is next.
It's not my favorite one. It's the one I hate the most about myself.
I like my pride. I like it.
No.
Only you can like a sin.
What?
I like gluttony. I love it. Food, bro. That's my kryptonite. I only hit the gym because I want to eat. I want to
eat more.
But it makes sense. Pride is my favorite. I don't know. I can't say that. Let me think about this.
What are the, let's go through the sins, though. Pride, gluttony, envy,
jealousy.
Wait, envy and jealousy is not the same shit?
Nope.
I'll need you to break that down afterwards. Go on. It's seven, right?
Yes.
We got four so far.
Wait, there's pride?
Yeah, I won. We said gluttony.
Gluttony.
Envy.
Envy.
You said jealousy. So we're at four.
Seven sins.
The hell?
That's it? It just stops there? No.
There's more.
There's seven.
No, I know,
seven
but I'm
deadly
just trying
sins.
To remember.
Okay, so it's pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth.
Okay, so jealousy and envy is not there. So it is envy.
Envy is here. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I figured it's the same shit.
Sloth. But,
you know, pride, greed,
so
wrath.
Right,
like, that's anger.
Yep.
Wrath.
Envy.
Envy. Okay,
sloth is what?
Sloth is
like
laziness.
Lazy.
Lethargic. And lust.
Lust, okay. Yeah.
So I have to go with lust.
I mean, lust is automatic.
Duh.
Lust is automatic.
It's so delicious.
Let's say if you had a second one. What was the second one?
It's not even a hard...
Well, my big three.
Oh yeah, top
my
three.
Biggest three issues would be lust, wrath, and pride.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes
anger,
sense.
Right? Wrath.
Yeah,
and pride is when you know ego.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So wrath, pride, and gluttony for me.
Wrath, pride, and gluttony. Yeah, I think I would have to do those three.
Yeah.
As well.
How do we go from
because
like
I can't
one
remember the other
favorite.
Ones anymore.
No, I'm trying to question the favorites. The reason why, because I was watching this
documentary.
No, it was actually a podcast, the Trevor Noah podcast with Kevin Hart.
Oh, I just saw clips today. I was watching a bit of clips of it.
Yeah, it's a really bad pod. But
like his pod in general
that episode? In general, it's really good.
That episode.
I felt like he wasn't letting Kevin Hart talk at all.
Oh, shit. He was making fun of him. I saw he was cracking a lot
There's
of jokes.
10 minutes left and he didn't even approach the... what's it called?
Kevin Hart? Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Yes.
You got me with the Kevin.
Yeah, I got myself, bro.
The Cat Williams issue. So I'm anyway.
Kevin probably said, don't ask me questions about
so
it.
So don't come on the pod.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably had other things to talk to him about.
The podcast, I think it hit 38, 40 million.
What? Wow.
Shay.
I think it went higher than that.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's the second highest grossing podcast episode.
Sheesh. Like
the number one, I think,
in
was,
general, of all like, podcasts.
Yeah, Joe Rogan is number one at 62 million. I think.
I wonder which episode of Joe Rogan.
I think it was with Elon Musk when he got high. That one, and then it's this one.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah,
that shows people really want controversy. Yeah.
Well, you know, people, and we will be doing that, by the way, today. But we'll get to that afterwards.
I don't want controversy. I want a
No,
nice...
we're gonna talk about.
What do you mean?
We did talk about it this week. But we'll get to that in a
Me
second.
Me too? I was there?
No. It was flattery. How do you take imitation and flattery?
Oh, I was there.
You were?
Yeah.
In the chat, bro.
Well, it's not that we
I
were
don't
there.
Know. I don't remember
there.
Which chat
it's
I had.
Group chat.
We were there in spirit.
Yeah,
we weren't there.
It's our group chat.
Did you actually...
Talk?
Yeah.
I think I clicked like, I laughed.
Yeah, he clicked. That's
he's like, God, I'm present.
I was omnipresent.
that's his interaction.
I'll let
right
handle
there.
The peasants handle
yeah.
the shit.
No. I laughed at a few things you said, laughed at a few things she
so
said.
It's the minimum requirement.
Yeah.
And I put you in a group, by the way, side note.
Yeah, I know.
I put you in a group for you to send me individual videos.
I like sending you videos, so.
I love them too. But I'm like, I can't share them in the group anymore because you're in the group.
I know, but I think of you when I send it. So I'm like, this is for sin. I don't think. These are the. I don't think.
No, but I was like, one or two. I was like, I should share it in the group. But I'm like, Jason.
But you can.
It's
okay.
And I'm like, I
you
feel
think
like
that
you're giving
sin?
Me.
Do you think that stops Annie?
No.
Okay, you posted it in his stories. He sends it to you individually. He sends it to you in groups that you're with him in.
Once he sent it in two of my groups,
he'll show it to you on his phone when you see him in person. So
my thumb hurts after going through his stories.
Oh, everybody!
No, I muted him a long time ago.
No, I
can't.
No, sometimes there's some funny shit.
Yeah, but before you actually get to the funny shit, there's so much shit.
You gotta go through a lot of shit.
So I was like, I'll mute him, and if there's something important, he's gonna put it in the group or call me.
Shout out, Hanny.
Yeah, he knows.
Well, he knows everything. Everybody says
he knows everything.
And yesterday he was on his optimal Hanny esque.
He only has one level. Yep. And he says it all the time now. That's it.
But anyway, on the pod, he was talking about how in Devil's Advocate, hopefully you saw that movie.
I love that movie.
Yes, with Keanu Reeves,
Charlize Theron, and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And
don't ask me what it's about because I don't remember anymore.
Oh, shit. That's a classic.
That's like the one movie,
but I don't
especially
recall.
The monologue at the end.
I don't remember the monologue.
Is that the one where he loses his?
That's a classic monologue. Like it reminds me of the one he did for Any Given Sunday.
I love that movie so much,
especially the part where he gives a speech.
I keep forgetting when people say what are like one of your favorite movies. That's actually one of my favorite movies, and I always forget it until like you bring it up, and I'm like, oh, Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
I think it was because there was so much like actual real life beef that happened on that movie.
Yeah, but we found that out afterwards, no? Did you get it live?
Not live, but like we heard about it when the movie came out.
Yeah.
It was all that controversy.
Yeah, they actually fought.
Yeah, yeah.
During the set.
Like physically?
Yeah. Punches.
I don't think they fought. I think LL whooped Jamie's ass.
He did. He knocked him out.
Yeah.
I think he even broke his tooth.
What?
Something crazy like that. Yeah,
don't fuck up with him.
But that was the days when
Mama
said
knock you out.
Literally. Those were good days.
So anyway, we're talking about
the end of Devil's Advocate,
okay. Where he decides to do good, right? Because Al Pacino's the devil in the movie, right?
Yep. Yes,
and
I call this.
And he goes back to court, and this journalist comes up, and he's like, I would like to do a piece on you. And he's like, no, I don't want the attention and everything. Mm. And he was like, you sure? And his wife was whispering in his ear, you know, you deserve it, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, they leave. Like, he says, yes, I'll do it. And then the journalist turns into Al Pacino. And I don't know which sin was in play here. And he's like, that's one of my favorite sins. And it made me think about that because he's saying that he can catch any human on any sin eventually. Like anybody will fall. Everybody has a price in a way.
I think so.
Everybody has a sin, a favorite sin where you have tendency.
Like a default sin.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the one with, there was one that had to do with money? Was there?
I think that's greed.
Yeah, it's greed.
Greed, that's it. No, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Greed. Okay. But you see, you would be with food.
Oh, like, gluttony, you know. Bro. All day.
Which cartoon was that where there was always food to catch him?
Any cartoon. You'll catch me.
Any cartoon.
I think there's a new anime with some crazy cooking and shit like that.
That's an amazing
that's
anime.
Out.
Honestly, no,
that's
anime?
I think you told me about it.
Yeah. Cooking Wars, I think so like that.
I don't know, but I'm gonna check it out.
Amazing. Japanese are crazy.
Side note, I don't know if you ever saw The Bear. Any of you guys watch The Bear?
Somebody spoke to me about it this week.
Oh, okay. Is it good? Amazing. I love it.
That's an anime?
Great show. It's a show.
It's about cooking, no?
It's about cooking, but it's like Chicago, you know, family dynamics. I think you like, you know, connect with it. There's a lot of things I think, you know, it connects.
Is it family friendly?
Oh.
Like, can I watch it with my daughter?
I believe so. Okay. Let me just get back on, I got to search a scene or two or whatever.
No, but I'll check it correctly. Out
you know, language obviously is a bit rough. It's Chicago, you know, but like it's not. It's really about.
They have TikTok.
It's true.
True.
It's really the artistry of the food and just the overall like setting and dynamics and stuff like that. To me, it's just such an amazing show.
A show that you guys should watch, and again, this is rare that you're going to hear me say this. It's a TV reality on Netflix called Trust.
Oh.
The premise of this show is fucked up. And I'll give you the big idea. They put, I think it's 10 people to start with, right, on an island. You have $250,000 prize.
Oh, I think I saw something.
Now, every day, there's a trust vote.
Oh.
So the way it goes, and there's one activity per day. That's to add money to the bank.
Okay.
And then there's going to be like passes to go to the vault. And they're always going to give you an offer. You can accept or refuse.
Okay.
And then there's the vote, the trust vote. The trust vote is very interesting. So for somebody to be eliminated, they only require one vote.
That's it?
one vote. But if I vote for you and you vote for her, it cancels.
Right.
Oh. You have to have a majority votes. So if nobody votes, nobody leaves.
But somebody, one person out of the group at least votes.
You're votes, done. And nobody knows about who votes.
Yeah.
And even on the deals, if you take them or not, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny, it's 10 strangers. They all have their stories. They all have that bullshit. They all come with a little lie type of thing. Like, it's purposely, like, everybody lies. There's some stupid lies, some more interesting lies. And what's interesting is the human condition on how, I don't know if I'm going to ruin it for you guys, but it's actually the psychology behind it is very interesting. Like, at the end, I felt like I was going to eliminate everybody.
It's like playing werewolf.
Yeah, it's exactly based on that.
It's such a social, like, socially
experiment,
like, morally corrupting game, like, that makes you really feel
so
like.
So would you?
Which part? Sorry.
10 people on an island. You chill.
Yeah.
And now you have the opportunity. Because if you eliminate, you make more money, technically
speaking. I'm
getting
rid of everybody. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep one person.
No, but that's not how it works, right? There's like 6 weeks, I mean, 7 weeks.
Don't they make like partnerships?
Some,
oh, like
they try.
Alliances?
Yeah, alliances. That's
women
it.
Did it. That backfired so quickly.
I'm so surprised.
Women, there's the African girls that tried that. Backfired on them too. And then,
like African from Africa?
Yeah. No, but
different
they
countries?
Live in the States. In the States, but they all come with that sob story. We came with empty pockets and blah, 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 blah to excuse their moral compass, let's just say.
Their moral inadequacy.
Yeah. So at one point, they're just vicious because the hypocrisy, they just say, oh, I'll never vote for you, never vote for me. And then they go and like, eliminate.
But it's like Big Brother. It's like everybody, you know, it's all about.
But Big Brother is like, this sounds a little bit more savage.
Yeah, but this is more mind games.
Yeah, like persuading, manipulating.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of lies going on. And what was interesting, among the group, there was a millionaire. The second they found out.
They got rid of him.
Of course. They're like, you don't need the money. Eliminate.
True that.
It was really crazy. But I was like, but how does that work? Like, it's a game. For you guys, and through the whole process.
Yeah, but anyways, it's at the end of the day, it's like their chances, right? They're like, you know.
No, because the original plan, when everybody approached, they're like, listen, we don't know each other. We're going to get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. There's no reason to eliminate nobody. Let's all just split the money. Try to make a maximum money through the week and split it. So at beginning, let's just say at the end, they finished with 268,000. But the reason why is a couple of people took 25,000, 15,000, because they give you an offer where they say, you can take 25,000 now and bounce.
So it takes from the bank.
Yeah. So they're like, you can take 25,000 and bounce. And they're like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Some others were like, you'll take 10, but for you to get the 10, you must eliminate a player.
Okay.
So they're provoking things. So the moral compass goes both ways. They're like, oh, shit, I have to eliminate somebody for me to gain 10,000 and still be in the race? Or my moral compass is going to say no, and we'll just all split the money.
No.
Interesting.
And the last day.
Don't spoil everything.
No, I'm not spoiling, but
yeah,
the last day,
case, yeah,
that's where
watching.
It got super hot, because if you think about it,
yeah,
I'm like, now it's your chance not to be eliminated. So you eliminate somebody and you just gain another 20, 30,000 in your pocket.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And I was like, if I would put that with like here in Montreal people, I think nobody would remain at the end.
Why? No.
Because I feel like everybody has a reason.
I'll walk in there and I'll be like, I'll eliminate myself for 50,000. Is that okay? You know, I'll try to make my own rules.
But that sadly doesn't work.
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying.
He'll still try.
Yeah. But then everybody lies and everybody has a guilty conscience. So they actually confess while the game is still playing. I'm like, you dumb. Just shut the fuck up. Take the money and then confess.
Bro, it's like werewolf. Like I was playing a couple of weeks ago and it's like, people were like, they're swearing, you're the wolf. I know that you're the werewolf. You're the werewolf. And like, and people were getting pissed. I'm like, I don't understand why you would be talking to me that way. Like,
were you?
Yeah, of course. And I survived.
I think you have to come across as the weakest.
I never played
link,
the game.
Right?
I just heard
oh,
it.
You would love it.
I heard about it.
We have to set up
a
night to play.
That's a very interesting game.
Oh, no. You should have seen it. Like, people were so mad.
I love
it. I played
dumb.
I'm like, I've never played this game before. I don't really understand the concept of it.
Oh, and you're like, playing the weakest.
So you just bullshitted your way through.
Look.
But I think that's the best way. You have to look like you're not threatening.
It's so
good. So you buy
time. And who's a good host is my buddy Glad. He's a good, the one who moderates the game and stuff. Like, very good at it. So.
Also, somebody can't play the game while it's happening.
Yeah, it's because you have someone who's kind of like, it's like he's a storyteller at that point. The night comes, blah, 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 while the night is happening. Oh, like whoever is a werewolf, wake up. Who do you want to kill? Blah, blah.
That is so interesting.
It's such a fun game. That's a social experiment. And when I tell you, friendships and stuff like that get tested during that game, people get take things so personal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, people I love it.
But it's
especially if you're competitive.
Yeah, I am.
I don't find I am. I enjoy the game, but I'm not competitive.
Are you a sore loser?
No.
Are you?
I know you are a bad winner.
I'm a bad winner.
Am I a sore loser? I don't like losing.
You're a mean winner.
But it depends on how I lose. It depends on how I lose.
Oh, like, yeah, that's for sure. If I lose out of bad, like the guy didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. He just lost. I just, like one time it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens a lot in poker. Oh, my God.
So I heard. Like, oh, I heard. Yeah, yeah. Shit.
That has to, you know, you have
that's what makes you go crazy because like you're like the strategy, everything about the game.
You trapped him and then he got lucky.
Yeah. Right.
Type of thing. And you're like, shit. Okay, one time it's okay. Two times. And then he's just looking and he's piling up the chips and looking at you.
Like, that's hilarious.
So I'm that type of like, yeah, I don't like to lose in a bad fashion. And a bad fashion I would include like if someone won, literally pulled the win out of their ass by luck. And I'm like,
would you be able to be in a relationship with somebody that's a sore loser?
I don't think so. I mean, I would play video. I think so.
What? No.
I got you on camera.
What did she do?
She was like,
I'm trying to think if I would be able to be with. No, I don't think I would be in a relationship.
I don't think that'd be
because I love playing games, right? Oh. And like, if I would be playing and I would be winning and she would be mad.
No.
I would be like, yo. The
one thing I would suggest is if you're playing a game like Uno, you don't sit next to your spouse, like ever.
Okay,
you know,
right.
Put a buffer in between or something like that. Because
are you playing the real rules or are you playing the made up rules?
Half and half.
Yeah, because that was rules. A lot of controversy.
Half and half
behind it.
But some people play stupid though. Like you, people are putting like plus twos on plus fours and shit like that. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's no, you don't do that. No, I think that's I think
no,
that's
me, it's
bad.
Monopoly deal.
I hate
that
I hate Monopoly
deal.
That starts so many fights.
I don't think
Monopoly
I know
with
deal.
Cards. That shit with
the credit
cards. Huh?
Like
credit cards?
Yeah, there's Monopoly now with credit cards?
No. It's
you mean
Monopoly.
Like cards?
Yeah, cards.
I didn't know that one.
So you create sets.
Oh.
You can steal, you have a bank, you can get bankrupt. It's like you lose friendships off this game.
Like
but always yeah. Monopoly has always done this.
Yeah, but this that's is a true. Quick it lasts about 15 minutes a game.
15? 15. Oh, that's fast.
Yeah, so
this.
You have to play multiple.
I like this.
And more you are people, more you're going to hate the game.
Really?
I'm down to try.
Because you start building up, and then they're just like...
I just never take these things seriously. I don't know. Like,
but
I'm
it builds
just...
character. Me and my kids...
So you're saying I don't have character?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm like, I have to be like that with my kids.
Oh.
I can't get them like, oh, it's okay. Participation medal. No. Loser, do better.
I don't know.
And then they do better, and they kick my ass.
And then you're like,
I don't know where
I taught you this game.
He literally beat me at FIFA just before coming here.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Dad, so it seems you can't even beat me at any more games anymore.
Oh.
And he just looked at me.
Burn.
And I'm like, this is bullshit.
Sore loser?
My controller is stuck.
No, the reason why it's not sore loser at all, it's just old people syndrome in the sense that the game doesn't
do. What did you just say?
Old people syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing your job here. The reason why is I don't play video games that often anymore, and they don't do what I think that I want them to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, why is this not doing what
no,
it's
I'm like,
supposed
I went left.
I pressed jump.
Exactly. And it takes like half a second. I'm like, not fast enough.
I did click this.
So it is what it is. There's going to be arcade Saturday.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned
it. NBA Jam is going to be there.
Okay, so why'd you ask us what our favorite sins are? I'm still waiting here.
I told you because of the movie.
That was it?
What do you mean?
Okay, well, what's the follow-up?
Oh, you want to get to the
to the crux?
She just wants to get to the juicy
God,
part.
It takes forever.
No, because the whole conversation this week, for people that didn't know, was about imitation. If you could actually take it as flattery, right? That's the quote there.
Oh.
What did they say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery?
Yeah. And then I posted that quote this week that said, you should never take imitation or copying, somebody copying you badly because they can't do their next move until you do yours.
Oh,
right. You think about this like just randomly at like 3 a.m. and you're like, ding.
No, it was. It
that's
was,
yours, though.
No, it's not mine.
Oh,
I
it's
wish.
Not. You actually.
No,
oh,
I wish.
Okay. I
wish.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
I would
one.
Put
so
that
you
on
copied
a t-shirt.
That. You imitated that one.
No, I shared it. It was with the.
I like that. I imitated that one. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you I'm don't see my name at the bottom,
that's
I did not use it.
I'm just trying to stick a little fire.
Are you like?
No, no, but imitation.
Pot of shit.
No, but imitation, there's nothing wrong with it. But at least I feel like give it
time. I think there's something wrong
give
it with
what?
It.
Time?
Hold on.
Time for what?
I'm gonna stop you there. I think there is something wrong with it if someone is benefiting while you aren't off of their stuff. Like off of your stuff or whatever it is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It depends, right? Because some people based off of imitate. Because think about it this way. We're going to go back down to like the blues era. You think about someone like Elvis Presley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley, what they said, like he got like a lot of his inspiration or whatever by imitating like certain era of like, you know, musicians or like, you know, ones who weren't famous, right? Like I'll just say like a lot of black musicians that weren't famous or whatever. And he grew up and rose big and stuff like that. Granted, obviously he would have been big because, you know, chances are how he's presented and everything like that.
Right.
But just to say, like, I think imitation, if you're profiting from it and you don't give credit to the actual source or speak towards the actual sources of your inspiration, quote unquote, I do think it's harmful. I do think so.
It's in bad faith.
It's in bad faith. That's it. That's exactly how I look at it.
It's in bad faith.
Obviously, other ways of imitation, like some people emulate their favorite actors, right? They imitate until they create or get their own persona. You know, you imitate even as a child, you imitate who your parents are, right? That is flattery to me because you don't know who you are until you develop. So you develop a certain personality or a certain aspect of someone that you admire. Like, those things, to me, is paying homage.
Yeah,
right?
But this is more concrete. So, to take your example of
music, I know,
I
just wanted to
be
a little bit more existential.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. Like, when you go on the deeper, because everybody, we're not reinventing anything here at this point.
No.
Right? Hmm. That's what I mean. Like, we can literally say, oh, we're doing a podcast. We're not the first ones to do it.
No.
So, we are technically
that's
imitating somebody else's art.
Well, it's influence, right?
It's influence in that sense. Now, when it's more personal, more specific, where... If I can go into the Kanye West with Adidas, when the Adidas literally took his design and just made the exact same thing. And they're like,
yeah, that wasn't even imitation at that point. That was like straight up like, you know, copyright infringement.
And now when people get inspired in whatever it is, fashion or whatever, it's like in music, if somebody takes the same drum line, same sound, like Ed Sheeran was going, you know, he was sued for a couple of tracks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did those really, like, was it really?
No, no. He settled in court and he was like, honestly, I didn't even realize it.
Hmm.
But again, I could understand that. And I'll tell you why. It happens sometimes.
You hear stuff. So you think it's an original that you just did.
Especially when you change the complete notes.
Yeah.
And it's a humming thing. But he took like no scrubs. He does a 2-3.
Right.
Did he take no scrubs?
So he took no scrubs baseline.
Okay.
So what happens is a lot of people that love music or know these hits, subconsciously, when you're going to hear a song, and you won't even hear it, or you're automatically going to like it because it reminds you of something, but you don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a baseline. So you don't even hear it until you're like, oh, you put it like in layers.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And then you're like, oh, shit, it's exactly the same notes. They did that a lot with Al Green.
Yes.
James Brown.
Yes.
Where there's a bass or a drum line in the back, they'll just change the drum by another flat drum or whatever.
Add a snare.
Slow
here.
It down, add a little bit more bass and change the whole melody.
Right.
And then you're like, oh shit, this is a beat. And you're like, this is a rhythm. But you have no idea why you're liking it because it's already...
But it's familiar.
It's
familiar to you.
Yeah. Right.
So now if you do it in purpose, that's one thing. If you don't do it in purpose, that's another. He paid.
Yeah, subconsciously.
He was like, honestly, I was just jamming in my... And again, when you're a musician and when you play a lot of different instruments.
Right.
Like, it could have melodies in your head. You don't even know if they're your original ones. Even me, sometimes when I write a quote, I honestly don't remember if I heard
it
somewhere.
If you heard it somewhere
it's
or not.
True.
If it was like an idea that I heard. Or is
you're like, ooh, I'm smart.
It's like recycled.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'm like, hey,
sometimes
shit.
You think you're smart, then you're like, oh shit, that sounds like that.
That
oh,
already exists.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, this is true. This is true.
I'm a fraud.
But
damn.
But then after that, when imposter you realize syndrome. Certain things, or somebody takes credit for something you did, let's just say.
Yeah.
Is that copying? Is that imitation? Or is it just like lying?
That's straight up lying.
Maybe it's,
That's not even imitation anymore. That's stealing, actually.
Yeah, so imitation is stealing.
It depends, right? Like we said, if imitation...
No, but purposely speaking.
Yeah, purposely is stealing, yeah.
But it depends on the context. Like, if you're going to imitate exactly what I say, that's imitation, right?
Yeah, but he's talking about. Yeah, remember, I was talking like that.
Like, how do you know? Is it
okay? So I'll tell you like an example in your case. Like, let's just say you do certain TikTok videos, right, where you take sound bites.
Yeah.
Of trending things.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, this friend of yours is always taking the same ones.
It's a thing on TikTok that everybody takes.
Yeah, but that's
people,
it. Yeah.
But people give
friend,
credit to the original.
Oh, like friends.
Like I'm talking about your friend or somebody that's in your circle.
I think it's character too. Like some people don't care. Like I don't care. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Okay, but if it's an original thing to you,
I would be flattered.
Like if you don't get the credit though, if you don't get a tag.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say you do a certain type of video. You take a photo shoot in a specific thing, and then all of a sudden the other person's doing exactly the same poses, same like background, same everything.
I don't know. I don't know if maybe it had some monetary value if I would have a different opinion.
Probably.
But me now, like status quo, and you did it, I'd be like, meh. I don't care.
It's like me putting my logo everywhere.
Right.
Right? Except for Sandra, that she told me, I'm copying you. She literally told me. Like, that's amazing bombardment of marketing. Now, all of a sudden, these other brands, their logos are everywhere. Like, they're putting them in the background of their videos, constantly branding everything.
But, I mean, you got that for somewhere as well, no? Like, I'm just saying,
no,
like,
my idea. My idea pretty
maybe
much...
Maybe subconsciously, too.
Yeah, maybe. Know. But maybe. My idea, the original thought was it that I wanted the logo to be bigger than the brand. And the point that everybody's going to remember it. And then it could be... Because it doesn't associate necessarily just to the pod.
No.
Associates to the DJing, associates to everything.
Yeah, yeah, right. The whole umbrella.
Exactly, now the clothes. Exactly. So I'm like, if I can make the... Because I was thinking about like Nike, Adidas, like these logos.
The Jumpman logo. Jordan.
Clean lines.
Jordan, exactly.
Yeah. It's when clean lines, yeah.
Exactly. When you look at them and once you watch the Jordan movie, when they talk about the branding
the
and
branding,
everything.
The branding, yeah.
Now today, there's no chance you can disassociate
that
logo to something else.
Bro, you forget it's Nike. Forget it's Nike.
True, but imagine Nike, that swoop. You'll never, never.
Like, no, you'll never forget the Nike suit, but I'm just saying, like, the Jordan brand was
Jordan
so.
Jordan detached.
It's so. Yeah, it's so.
But its own brand now.
Indistinguishable. Yes, but it's still Nike, technically, right?
It's under Nike's umbrella. It's like Pixar,
that's
Marvel,
what I meant.
Under Disney.
That's what I meant. Right? But it's still, like, under Nike's umbrella. But, I mean, it's so big and it's so recognizable on its own, you kind of forget, is what I'm saying. So that's a good example.
That's where I think Kanye West fucked up. The Yeezys don't have a distinct logo.
Yeah.
Is it that important, you think?
Very.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because even LeBron has his own logo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's like an M type of thing.
Yeah. I think the closest thing to having its own distinct logo back when I was growing up, at least, with the Allen Iversons, the Answers.
Yeah.
Like that one, like really stood out. It was Reebok, but
the N1s too.
N1 was N1.
No, but there was a guy crossing.
Yeah.
The ball.
Oh no, but I meant like in terms of like so. The answers and the questions, those were Reebok, right? But like meaning, I'm talking about the Iversons.
Yeah,
right?
The AI.
Yeah, exactly. Those were Reebok, but like I didn't even think of Reebok at that point. You know, I
was
thinking
of... It's like the Shaqs.
Yeah.
Those were Reeboks too, and he was him dunking, right?
Yeah, the Dunkman.
So branding, in any way or form, the way you see it, the big companies, Apple, Amazon, just the whole thing, UPS... Nike, all these you cannot dissociate or the color or the font of the writing or literally the form of it.
I think it's the frequency we see it, right? And I think that's why they become so recognizable, because it's the frequency that we see them.
I'm laughing because I did a presentation just last week about brand, like basically about like, but me, it was about building your personal brand, right?
Okay.
And I was presenting to a group of people at work and stuff like that about building your brand. And I used like, you know, McDonald's, Louis Vuitton, can't remember who else. And like, it was basically the exercise was I had like the images and I asked Amazon, you know, I had the
and
images.
And ask if they would know what it was.
And I asked, not would they know what it was, but what are the three things that come to mind when you see these brand, when you see these, images and stuff like that, you know? And it just made me think like, you know, branding is extremely important, whether it comes to.
There's actually a game where they give you logos and you have to guess where.
But actually, I want to switch something right now. I'm switching the podcast a little bit. Like when it comes to your own personal brand, right? Mm-hmm. What is that for you, right? So what do you think people think about? Like who is sin? What is
but
sin's
that's
personal
the thing.
Brand?
Saint and sinners has nothing to do with me.
Who is sin? I'm not talking about
no,
saints
but that's
and
the
sinners.
Thing.
I'm switching it to personal brand. I'm not switching
it to. But I don't believe I'm a brand.
No, I don't think you understand what I mean. Because okay. like your personal brand meaning is like what you represent as a person.
Right.
Right. So for example, for myself, like a lot of people would say, you know, oh, when they think of me, think of someone who's like, well, my boss actually said universally loved. I was like, wow, that's amazing. But
I never heard anybody talk bad about you.
Yes.
No.
And we're on a podcast that has, you know.
It can happen.
I think this is true.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying like.
No, some might disagree with you, but until in 4 years of podcasting.
You are lovable.
I didn't hear anybody talk negative about you.
I do that.
They could say something negative, like they didn't agree with what you said.
Yeah.
Right.
But talking negative, saying, oh, I don't like him or he's this or he's that. No.
Even when I was a listener. I remember I used to really love.
You're taking
to
away from the I'm not making this about me.
Now you're not so lovable.
I'm trying to make
it. I retract what I said.
Thank you.
Jeez.
No, because I really want to hear you guys, right? Yeah. Because like I'm just giving an example. So your brand could be, you know, reliable. It could be, you know, trustworthy. It could be like things that you associate to yourself or through others they associate with you. What would you say? Okay, Sid, I'll give you a moment then. Sedalia, what would you say like your personal brand is?
Oh my goodness. Can I, based off of what people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Memorable?
Oh, memorable. That is true. That is true.
Reactive?
Reactive? Yeah.
Feisty, no?
Feisty. Yeah, okay.
Memorable spicy. And feisty are like, you know?
I'm spicy nice.
She's spicy nice.
Spicy nice.
Ooh, spicy nice.
Yeah, spicy
nice.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Yeah, I get these 0 to 100.
Yeah,
black and white, that type. I don't know. I see a huge emoji of an ice cube.
What?
Wait,
I could be spicy or I could be just
icy,
cold,
yeah. Frost.
Yeah.
Now, what would you want your brand to be?
Hmm.
A silence.
Bunny.
You want to be lovable, cute, cuddly.
Yeah, and I don't feel like come across that way at all. Until you actually
get behind the layers.
Me and you see, oh, okay, she can be lovable sometimes.
It is.
Yeah, there's definitely a big gap between what I would want to be perceived and what I am perceived.
I'm telling you, man.
But I think it's like the inside, right? I'm like, I'm fluffy on the inside.
You know how, you know who you are, but sometimes.
No, some people perceive me as I would want to be perceived, but to get to that level. They have to go through all the fuss of the
egos. So now, yeah, actually, before you tell me how you want to be perceived, how do people perceive
you? Well, it depends on which context. But socially speaking, everybody's going to come and say,
outgoing,
open-minded, womanizer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's womanizer. Very surrounded by women.
Ho.
You ho.
Yeah,
but it's happiness over everything.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Creative.
Creative.
Yeah, but that's
I think that's how you think of yourself, though.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people don't see that part.
Really?
But you are.
How?
You are.
Because I make this look easy.
Maybe.
That's
maybe.
Another thing. And okay. The thing is, I don't. Oh, yeah, somebody that doesn't complain at all. I found that funny because I find myself complaining sometimes.
You're not a complainer?
Yeah, I'm not a complainer.
I think maybe they associate with the fact that you don't.
I think you brush it off. You're like,
He doesn't. You don't. You don't.
Always look in control.
You never overshare.
Yeah.
No, that's
you don't so overshare.
Maybe that's what people.
But
probably...
I think when you're close to people, you vent a bit.
Yeah,
no,
he vents
for sure.
He doesn't
for
complain,
but
he
doesn't complain. He vents.
It's true. I never hear complain.
Say that I'm too...
Sometimes I'd wish you complain.
Sometimes.
You know, in the sense
feel
of like,
so
sin. You know, this is something that you should be bothered. It's okay. You
know, like, yeah, but like I don't want to give it that power.
And I understand that.
Simple as that. I get a lot too that I'm very. Square in the sense that
square.
I'm not I don't put enough emotion into my reflections. So when I approach any problem, emotional or relationship, I come by facts.
Logical.
Oh yeah.
Too logical.
100%.
But the thing is deep down there's a lot of emotions in
that's
play.
Under
oh,
there.
We know.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
We see
like
it's
just not just throwing up. I'm coming with a book in psychology 101.
Yeah.
This is how you do, this is what you do, this is a reaction.
Right.
It's because I'm very empathetic.
Yes. Yes. I like that. I like that.
So I put myself all the time in people's position.
That is your brand.
And I feel it.
That is a huge part of your brand, the empathy. That people don't know, but I'm talking about the true part of your brand. Definitely empathy is there.
Yeah.
I will say
that. I don't know if it's a good thing, but
I know.
No, it's a very good thing.
And I understand that. I feel like that's one of the things that I am as well, that I wish I didn't have it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So I can make different decisions. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I can understand that. I don't think I have this problem. I am empathetic, but I'm a you can, detached.
Yeah,
empathetic.
you could detach. It's true.
Yeah, like I detach because a lot of the times I feel like I can put myself in people's shoes, but I feel that will overwhelm or cloud my judgment about stuff. So I'll detach accordingly.
That's
obviously
good though.
I think I don't do that with people I love. Like I do take things to heart like very quickly when it's people I love. But
it's sort
when
of a
it's like, especially
mechanism.
In the job that I'm in, I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's that's heavy. True. It's heavy. True. It's very true. Heavy, you know, like when people are
and
talking,
you need to detach or else, you know, you guys deal to. With sickness, death.
Yeah, yeah.
Among other things.
It's tough sometimes. You know, you listen and people are, you know, they're clearly upset and, you know, as a human being, you can relate.
You want empathize and you understand. And yeah.
But not too much because then it's going to make you sink.
Like it's, you can be compassionate to, like you can be sympathetic, but at a certain point you have to detach for your own well-being because you still have to continue your day, right? You can't just shut down and be like, oh my God, I'm so sad. But there are moments where it is shocking and we have to just be like, okay, all right, let's go.
Let's go. You know? Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. And what's the version of you, how you would...
The thing is that I can't get from people is I'm a very simple guy. But people think I'm super complex.
That's because you're too creative. That's the problem. You're simple,
you're
but
simple
you don't...
You're
simple in your
complexity.
But you don't do things simply sometimes.
I find. Really?
Yes.
I would love to, like, an example just for me to understand this.
Okay, the event that you're throwing...
Yeah,
you're a simple guy. You want simple music, but like if you're looking at it, you're looking at the type of the thought that you put behind like the venue. I'm not gonna throw anything out.
I did 11 playlists.
Of course,
I didn't even go.
No, but you got it. You got it. At the end, I was like, "Yo, this guy's right." And the reason why is because there's 70 people, 7 different types of music.
Look at this face. The calculations.
But I know,
but I'm like, I'm here to make everybody.
You're used to your chaos is not the right word. You are used to your manner of thinking.
His madness.
To you, it is simple. But it is actually not simple.
Like they said, the method in the madness.
That is not
There's
the definition
the
of simple. Like, it's not. Because
but,
you go in
but the
all
reason,
but for him, it's
lanes.
Simple. I book the venue.
Yeah,
I get the food.
But not for everybody.
People show up. We have fun.
That was pretty much what I just said about 2 hours ago when somebody asked me, are you ready for Saturday? I'm like, I have no idea. But there's going to be food, there's going to be dessert, there's going to be music, and there's going to be drinks. And we're going to have fun. After that,
see, it wasn't even me he talked to. I just know.
I kid you not, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
The thing is, the reason why this event is because people are putting money, people are like anticipating this. I don't know why, to be honest. And because... A lot of people are showing up. I don't want to deceive or disappoint anybody.
Yeah, maybe not deceive. Disappoint is the right word.
No, deceive because people have expectations.
Okay, but that's disappointment.
But
not,
that's
you're
them.
Not saying, you're not putting out
yeah,
something
but,
that's not.
You know, it's technically them. My event. And I'm like, I'm just going to try to make it.
That's also your sound effect.
Like you is meh.
Like even when it's like traumatic stuff, I'm not saying like horribly traumatic things, but like that we've known you and there's been things that happen, your reaction just kills us. Like he starts laughing, we're like, what the hell are you laughing?
Oh, that is a coping mechanism.
Yeah,
I
know, I know.
I have tendency of laughing, and when I get nervous, I yawn. I get tired.
No.
Yeah, those are my tells.
Shit.
Yeah.
Take notes. Take notes, people.
No, yeah. The yawning is the mother of my kids that made me notice. Every time we're put, like we were, like, especially at the end, every time I would just start yawning. She's like, what the hell's going on?
You don't want to deal with anything. You're like, I'm going to take a nap.
Exactly.
My brain is lacking oxygen.
I'm like, what was that girl that went and slept in the bear's houses? Goldilocks?
Oh, Goldilocks, oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I'm just good. Go I'm good.
I need a nap. That's
that was that. Or I laugh when things get too serious.
Yeah.
Like I had a friend of mine, sadly, like she found out some bad news. Oh. And like we were talking and I was trying to, you know, the comfort and stuff. And then I just put out a stupid joke. And I'm like,
yeah.
Sid, shut the fuck up.
But like, you know, it's appreciated. Sometimes, you know, you get a little chuckle, a little giggle.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need that. You can't always have people that are like always going with, you know, misery. And what's that thing they say? Misery
loves
misery.
Company.
Yeah, there you go.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But it's really interesting because the idea of how I would love to be perceived,
yeah.
I feel like that is a constant journey.
You know what? That is true.
It's something that I struggle back and forth with because sometimes I care about how I want to be perceived. You know, like sometimes when you're expressing yourself or you're taking the time to kind of like I know this is going to sound a little bit rough, but it's not rough, but teach people the way that you want to be treated or 100%. The way that you are.
I understand right? that. Yeah.
And you're transparent.
Yep.
But people will sometimes ultimately see it as, you know, you're being difficult or
yes, story of my life.
It's an ego thing, but it's not. Like, in all honesty, for me, whenever I do that, it's coming from a real place in terms of like, look, I want to give you the actual like the what do you call it, the blueprint.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on how things work for me. Like, you know how I am, whatever, right?
Beautifully said.
You don't have to do it that way. I'm still giving you the blueprint. But don't ask yourself questions when but
that goes down to like, know. And this is gonna be corny coming from my mouth. Yeah, it's like the love languages, right? Yeah, when you actually tell somebody your love languages.
True, true.
Right? And if you tell them, I like acts of kindness or
words of affirmation.
Yeah, whatever. Well, one of them, and then you do one of the others, and then they're you're never happy.
Yeah, I know. Yo, that's wild. People do that in real life.
And I'm like,
yes, they do.
Because I don't like because I'm not a big fan of gifts, right? I'm not a big fan of gifts. And I'm like, no, I would rather like you just quality verbalize time. It in quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I'm gonna buy you a gift, but I could care fucking less about your gifts. Material stuff does not affect me in any way or form.
Right.
Right. And it's mostly the thought that goes behind it that's more interesting.
Mm. Absolutely.
Like, than the gift. If you buy me a gift, me sometimes is gonna be more about, oh, how did you get to that? Than the actual gift.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I determine if you're a good gifter or not.
How do you get to it?
The thought behind it. Because if you put thought or you just saw something very expensive or
and you bought it for me.
And you're like, bought it for me, I'm like, yeah, that's too lazy. Yeah, that's too easy.
I agree. Yeah, that's true.
But that's me. Now I know people that one of the languages is, you know, what's it called?
Gift giving.
So whatever, you know, perfume, fucking purses or whatever it is, makes them happy.
They're all women.
Well, definitely.
The way you're saying perfume.
Perfume.
I don't remember last time I was. Yeah, can you have love languages with your friends?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody.
So even with your boys.
Yeah, love languages is general.
Yeah, that would be weird though if one of my boys is gift giving.
No, but it could be anything. Like he.
But some.
He could be giving you anything, really.
Some people are though.
Yeah, but they give gift. Do you give gift to your boys?
Yo, that's so weird. I don't.
No,
but. My it depends on what a gift present. Is.
Exactly.
Oh, just saying.
But it's funny.
I like that you brought that up. No, but I like...
Does it come with a receipt?
Can I ask? If you are someone... Like, you know, you have your boys, you know? Like, you go out with your boys. You're someone who likes to buy drinks and stuff like that for your friends and stuff like that. That's gift-giving,
that
right?
That is gift-giving.
But when I don't like to buy breakfast. Drinks. But I don't like to buy drinks to give. I like to buy drinks to avoid headaches. And the reason why.
Damn, you just ruined it.
No, I will definitely ruin it.
Yeah, you
ruined
it.
Because the conversation I hate the most among friends is about money.
Oh.
And who. The thing is, not everybody has the same budget. I understand that 100%.
Of course.
But I'm one of those guys. If we're going to go out and you don't have the money, I got you. I'm not even going to calculate. I'm not going to tell you owe me in a month or in a week or anything like that. Because I hate having those conversations where you're chilling. And then all of a sudden I see the guy start hitting the brakes. Right? Because financially, I'm like, just tell me, man. No shame.
Yeah, but you know, some people have shame.
Exactly.
Oh, pride. It's pride.
But if you have pride, stay fucking home. Don't put me in that position.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, though.
No, but if you're going to go out, we're going out, let's just say going out for drinks.
Or if you just wanted to go out, but you didn't want to like get smashed.
No, I'm not saying smashed.
Yeah, yeah.
No, smash at all. I'm talking about one. Let's just say we're five guys. We do this very often. Five guys. I'll come the first. Mm. I'll pay around for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we buy each other a drink.
Right.
It comes out to the same price. Yeah. Right now you buy five drinks, right? We're five.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, then after like everybody finished the drinks and everybody's looking at each other, I'm not going to order just one drink and look at everybody.
No?
Delicious. No, not at all. I find that stupid. You know what I mean? So I don't like to calculate. Now, if I can't afford it, I stay the fuck home. Or we drink in the car before going out.
Yeah, but that's the crazy thing. It's like that whole concept. Okay.
At our age, I'm not talking to when in our 20s. Like, we're grown-ass people. We have mortgages and shit like that.
Yeah.
We have responsibilities.
Yeah.
So you know how finances work. Yeah. If you cannot afford it, verbalize it. Guys, I don't want to, I'm trying to say whatever.
Yeah. No, I got friends.
Then we'll just go to my house
up.
And have a couple of drinks. I have a bottle of vodka that's laying there, and let's do that. But don't go, let's go out, and then stick in your corner and start like,
right, it's oh noticeable.
Shit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like that shit.
I get it, but as much as you may not like it, like it still happens to some people,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
And like sometimes,
that's why I do it.
What's that thing? FOMO. Like some people don't want to miss out and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, but that's why
even
I
they
pay.
Feel like shit too. Like because some people are like, oh come on man, I told you, you said you weren't able
yeah,
to come
but that's
last
why I pay
time.
And I
like
don't
they
ask.
Feel pressure.
No, I know you.
That's
I know,
the reason
yeah,
why, because I'm not even gonna calculate.
But I'm just saying the reason. Maybe you do that, but then the next person who can't buy the round for everybody.
It's okay. I'll pay it again because I hate that awkward moment or where I have to wait for somebody. Mm. Like we're having fun, we're having a good time, and if I see the guy is like trying to jump his turn or something like that,
yeah,
I'll just pay the next drink. That's it. Sometimes some people need to get pushed because there's some people that like to use and abuse the situation.
Oh,
too.
Sure. You have those.
Because I have a couple of people.
You have those.
That they
come,
they're like, oh, if I go out with Sin,
everything's paid for.
Under control.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not even calling you anymore.
I can't
you're
live like
them
that.
The
I can't live like that. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, but that's
like,
the thing. So yeah. What I do is I notice, right? And the thing is just give me like, tell me after, yo, my bad, I couldn't, whatever. This, cool. Because if you can call me for your problems, you can call me for this shit.
Oh, you know what? Well said.
You know? True. So you can tell me, listen, I'm tight tonight. No problem. I got you.
Yeah, facts.
Right? And that's the first thing I'll say. And that's okay. And I figured if one day I need it, you will be there. Now.
You hope.
Yeah. But I'll never go out if I didn't have it. So
that's well, yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I'm not going to go out if I don't have anything. Yeah. Or if I don't, like, if I'm like, you know what? Not, if I have other priorities, I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? If not, if I'm there, I'm there. But I'm just saying, like, not a lot of people, you know, it's the same thing, right? They don't think like that too, right? So, and I don't know if I fault them or not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, it's fair.
The only ones I fault is the ones, like you said, who every time they go out with you, they expect that. And they never, ever, like, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's like, oh, man.
Well, yeah, because
like,
they're setting expectations.
Yeah, and it's also, I don't know, I feel it's done in bad faith, too. Yeah. You know, like, you know, you're only really coming out because you know it's going to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
So, can I go back to what you said before about, you know, speaking to people and giving them the tools and about who you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I
feel I struggle with this sometimes.
Really?
Because I've never been someone that cared much what people think. But sometimes I feel like certain people
maybe
don't,
you don't
understand.
Care, but you're impacted, though, by people's actions.
Yes, true. But I feel like sometimes I feel that it's my responsibility to vocalize certain things to people so you know how I work. So there's no misunderstandings. There's
In the real world, it should be.
But sometimes I feel like some people take it as, like you said, you're difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not difficult. I'm actually laying out a map.
Yes.
And it's like
I don't function that way.
I know you do.
Yeah, you don't.
No, the way I function actually is I take it one step backwards even. Like, I will tell you how I function if you show me interest of wanting to know.
Well, I mean,
I'm not
going to
give you the blueprint.
I'll be honest.
100% that makes a lot of sense.
For me.
It does make sense. Like, for sure. And in the real world, like, if it's someone who you show it, it's someone who you have interest in, right? Yeah. And you want things to succeed or even friendships, bro. And I'm not even talking about from a
but
romantic
it could be
level.
Business, it could be friendships, it could be
exactly.
Relationship.
I'm talking about every
but I need to
level.
Feel that you want it because I'm not going to give you the keys.
Yeah,
if you're not showing any interest, because I'm not going to give it to you easily here.
No.
Well, when you just arrive and I'm just going to give you the playbook?
No, no.
That makes
no
sense.
No,
the
no. It's with context.
No,
right?
It's people, people, things, situations that matter.
Yeah,
is what that's how I look at it.
Exactly.
Right. All those things that actually where it matter, where it has an actual impact, where there's stuff that, you know, for, you know, whether it's for you, the other person, there's a benefit that's coming and all these different things. That's where it matters. You know, it's true. If it's some random person that like a friend of yours who
no,
I just
the reason,
met.
The reason
hey, man,
why I'm
this is how you treat
this,
me, bro.
The reason why I'm saying this.
Here's my manual.
A couple of months back, like we're talking November here, this girl I was talking to. Nothing. We were just talking, trying to get to know each other, really basics.
You were trying to be a hoe.
Yeah, trying to be a hoe. On Instagram, as usual. And what happened was she came up and literally verbalized what she wants, how she wants it, but straight off. And what I mean by that, she literally said, I need you to shave your beard and lose a couple of pounds.
Oh, this again?
We didn't talk about this here, did we? We talked about this here?
God,
I don't know if we talked
so
about it
here. This is so disappointing.
But he didn't shave his beard.
No, but it's not that. It's just these people that think that it's okay to say this.
And you know
things.
What they said? It's like, wild. These are my standards.
But that's not your standard. Oh,
that's
I remember
not
this.
Your standard.
That's not her standards.
But you know what I mean? That's why I mean like...
And that's not even given the playbook. I'm sorry. That's
no, but the reason why I said the playbook is because if we would have been... if we would have went to the next level first.
Because
I feel like she jumped the rope. The way it went too quickly.
What rope?
You missed
what,
a few.
What rope? She had the scissors. She cut that rope.
Like she jumped like she was already, you know, Contra.
Oh, Tarzan.
She walked to the straight of the, you know, at the top of the club there with the bouncer. She walked straight to the front.
She's like swinging that shit.
She's like, let
exactly.
me in.
So I was like, we're not even, you know, there yet. And you're
exactly.
already like.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were always
what
using.
What was your answer to that? I'm curious.
I was like.
Like he still has
no,
a beard.
I was like,
shut the fuck up.
No. I was a
but
little.
But he started
smart.
Losing weight though, so
you were a little
no,
bit.
No, I was
smart?
Losing weight before then.
You were a little bit smart.
No, I was a little bit witty with it. No, I said you, what you need is an IKEA man, where you
build
the
bitch.
But that's what it seems like,
like
when
what
you
the
talk
fuck?
Like that.
You're gonna come and see a grown ass man, a 45-year-old man with
Bro.
Two older kids, and tell him this is how you're supposed.
My
to
My aunt came from Trinidad in December. Ooh. She looked at me and she said, I don't like your beard. I don't like beards. You should shave it. I said, good thing it's not a you problem.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this was with family. And I love her to death.
Did she take it back?
She's sweet. Oh, she went, oh. You know, like.
But did yeah. she take it back? Was she offended?
She knows me, so she wasn't offended.
Okay, so how do you. So
but.
Yeah.
She never heard me speak like that before.
Oh, okay. So it was more the element of surprise.
She was shocked. You know, okay, she's yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you said that to me. I will say that to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Why
I know. I
but but it wouldn't be incredible that you would give your truth and they would be offended by it?
It would be super incredible.
You know what I mean?
I felt like she was, but not like in a bad, like she didn't hold on to it because she was shocked by it. I felt she's like, oh, you dare say that to me? But it's like, yes, I do because
so
you
it's
dared,
the tone, not the fact
you
that you said
it
no.
to me.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like
what
checkmate.
You said, not how you said it. It's how
it
you said it, not what you said.
Right. Me? You mean
yeah.
the way I said it?
Yes. It's more the attitude and.
I think it was the attitude, but also the fact that it's also defiance, right? She's my aunt, you know?
No, no, true. But if you would have said, no, I like it this way and moved on.
Oh,
I would have
never said it like that. Sorry.
Die.
Yeah.
But
no.
Yeah, similar. I'm similar.
We'll
to
never
that.
Say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when people stay
I can't give
no,
just
laugh. I just give it right back. Oh no, I don't laugh. I had to think it was a friend's husband.
He's like, you don't laugh.
I can't remember. It was a colleague's husband and said, oh, because I used to be blonde and then I was brunette and they're like, oh, you look better as a blonde. I'm like, it's a good thing I'm not your wife.
Damn. You see, I would do that shit.
Yeah, I did. He was.
I like it.
I was like.
I was
we're like you guys are so similar. I'm
yeah.
so different.
That's how we get along.
If somebody would give me something like that, like the beard, right? Everybody complains, oh, you yeah. should, you know, take care of your beard, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I do that in the summer. Like I go for peace.
That's just peace.
He's like, I just want peace.
Fuck that, bro.
How am I gonna have a conversation about something that doesn't even concern you?
It's so true. And we're so like it's so true because I can't remember once.
But
I know sometimes him and I were out in the summer.
Yeah.
And a friend, we were all at the old port, like there was a friend, a female, who said something to him, and he stayed chill. But me, I went off.
Oh.
Like, I went, yo, you ain't going to talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it shows our characters.
Yeah,
he was like, and he was like, Jay, you know, like.
But you know, again.
Let it go.
It's noise.
It's your tolerance. Yeah. I think it's your boundaries. Like me, it's like, it's the one go. And I'm boom, I'm going to show you what it's about. It's already there.
Have you always been like this?
Always. Always been. I always been very witty, blunt, always.
I like to pick my battles.
I like to stare like, am I right?
I like to pick my battles, and I like if I'm not gonna.
I am picking my battles. All
true.
Of them.
No, yeah, that's it. I'm taking them all.
Look, I'm not going to fight you about you, but I'm going to fight you about me.
Exactly, and that's where you it's at. I'm going to fight
No, but that's
me.
Well said. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But even to that, there's a nuance in my case. Because.
There's always nuance with you.
No, because your opinion does not affect me.
I know.
So I'm like, if I'm going to have a debate here or have a conversation of back and forth or attitude where I'm going to give you, for me, I'm like, it's not worth. Some people love it. And again, I respect your method.
Yeah.
But I've been in those cases a couple of times. And I'm like, eh. Like the energy is not good.
You did the sound. You did the sound effect again.
Well, I mean, again, I don't care about the energy afterwards. I'm very content that they know that this is
that's
the
line. That's the
that's
line.
The line right there.
I'm good with that too. I'm good with that too.
But I feel like that technique will give them things to come back to. But
that's
if I'm
okay.
like, but if I just throw them a bone and say, yeah, this summer, and I just
oh,
move on,
I can't do that.
No, see,
oh,
that will kill
my
me.
God, my blood just went.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It, me, I'll be bubbling. I'm like,
what am I doing?
I would,
no, I can't.
No,
I can't
no,
let you
I'll
have
be
it.
Untrue
I
to
can't
myself.
Let you have it.
Have what?
Not when it comes to me. I can't let you have it.
Yeah.
But let's just say you told your aunt, Yeah, well, I like it this way.
Or next time you see me, I won't have it. No!
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Because to me, I see it as, how dare, what audacity you have to talk to me this way. Who are you?
But you feel
if
like
you
it's
are
an attack.
My friend and you said that to me, I'm like, shut up! Like that. But this is someone I'm not close to, and you talk to me this way, I will lay down the law real quick.
Even
I'm like,
my
I'm
friends,
sorry,
I lay down
you?
The law real quick.
Like, yeah, but it's different. It's like, yeah, I'll do it when it matters. But a stranger, it's right off the bat. You're going to see what I'm about right off the bat. Mm. I have no mercy.
I don't know. I've been in too many cases where, like, you know, in bars or whatever, women would give you attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm. And then I'm going to go up and I'm like, yeah, but then I can attack them and destroy them. My words could kill.
But that's what I mean. When
so
that,
I'm like, just.
But it's context
but I mean from
too,
that perspective,
like, I'm not going to be
enough.
A nasty bitch with a group of five guys. Like, there's context.
No, but you, it's for security reasons.
For security
no,
reasons.
No, but me, it has
I'll
nothing to do with security.
I still have a little spiciness.
Me, it has to do is I pity the fool that if I decide to go that that line, I will destroy you. There won't even be. Like,
but that's what we're trying to say. We put the guidelines is to not cross that line.
Yeah,
you know, and then if they still decide
yeah,
to do it,
you're
me. I'm me. I want you.
No,
to.
But with people with you, it's like we have electric fences. Like we give little
yeah,
subtle warnings.
You touch you get,
like,
you know,
I don't have electric
roof.
Fences.
No, you just have a lava pit. You're
no,
like,
yeah, exactly. This motherfucker don't put no lock on the fence.
No,
there's no sign. Beware no. of dog. So you walk in and then oh shit! What
yeah, but was it your house? But was it your house?
But was it
why
your
are
house?
You here?
Why are you here?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I'll tell you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like somebody would come and say, "Oh, your fence is open. Don't worry about it. I'll close it next week."
Yeah, yeah, next week.
But you decide to go there, then you die.
What happens next is what happens next.
Exactly. I was like, I told you, it was cool, peace and lovely. Now don't go there. It happened once where like I would throw somebody a bone in the sense that like I see them feisty or trying to be a little bit arrogant. And like, yeah, cool. Like you just let it pass. But then they're like, oh, no, 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 no. I want something from you. Like I want a reaction.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah. Then you're like, I'll bite.
No,
yeah.
No, but that's it. I'll bite. I'll throw you a bone and just go play somewhere else.
You won't even get like a warning.
Yeah, yeah. There's no warnings after that.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah.
It's always the first one is free.
That's your line.
And then after
that's
everything
line.
After that,
after that, that's I'm like, remember when I laughed it out and then I walked away.
Yeah, but you know when you start, you're incessant. You don't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm going for death.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, know. No, no, no. There's no point.
Fatality.
Yeah, yeah, fatality. I'm a Mortal Kombat kid.
Yeah, it's like target locked.
But it's...
Brutality.
But that's why now I think...
Finish him.
I don't know if it's because I'm older or I'm more numb to the noise. I completely avoid these situations. Like, I can smell them coming.
Yeah, yeah I mean, yeah, look. Yeah, you do. I can agree... To an extent, because look, I know there are things, but this is what I apply overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things I just walk away from, you know, like where I'm like, or if you're arguing with me and you're arguing nonstop, I could easily just go like, now, something I couldn't do before, but now I could easily go like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I do it worse. I just say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. If
and
that's
I just
cool.
Look
oh,
you.
No, I still can't give you that satisfaction.
No, no, no. They will feel no satisfaction.
I just say, think what you want. You know?
Yeah, that's see, yeah, that's my tactic right
want.
There.
No,
like,
I tell them, I'm like,
whatever
yeah,
you
right.
want to believe.
I just look at them. And they're like, I don't know if you're being sincere or you just want me to shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because the way you do it, I
I'd
know.
Be like, can it be
I
both?
Know. I've been on that other side. And I was like, you're not being sincere.
That's it.
It's
so
like,
that doubt fucks them up. I don't need to do anything else after that.
Yeah, you're like
some
a brain
people
ninja.
Are like, are you being sarcastic or not? I'm like,
brain ninja.
What do you think?
Yeah.
That's on you?
Yeah.
It's but like, communication is a very complex thing, especially with strangers. With people you know, I can tell, right? Oh, they're having a good day, bad day, whatever, whatever, yeah. whatever. But with strangers, and especially in this era.
Climate.
Yeah, where everybody feels like they deserve or, you know, their self-worth is above everybody else's. Their opinion is the most important one. They are the center of this universe, and like we're in a multiverse of universes.
True.
And where there is no room for growth.
Yeah.
It's their truth, or you're an enemy.
Yeah.
This is true.
And communicating with those people, yeah. trying calmly, softly, dissing them, because facts don't matter anymore. Right?
No, we know that.
Because
yeah.
the second that somebody says, but this is how I feel, that gives them like carte blanche that all of a sudden, whatever I give you as facts, we can't have this conversation because this is how you feel.
Yeah, it's true.
And a lot of people have the special talent of okay. you can have a conversation in general and turn it about them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. that is fascinating. Yeah. And I just pull out yellow cards.
Nope.
No, yeah, literally yellow cards. I'm like, why are you making this about you? Yellow
card. Oh, shit.
And they're like, no, but no. We were talking about this. How's this about you? I had a conversation about 2 weeks ago about, they asked me what were my, it was something very personal, right? Okay. We were discussing it and I'm giving my side.
Yeah.
And they found a way to make it about them and how they felt about how I felt.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa. I'm like, how did you make this about you?
You might have to put like the calculation stuff above my head. I'm like,
right? You'd be like,
yeah. And they baffle you and they, you know, mesmerizes you with words and they bring, and
yeah, but you see it. What's mesmerized? Yeah, mesmerized what?
Like,
you know?
Like, I'll mesmerize you.
But everybody that goes to therapy has tendency of using therapy words. Gaslighting.
Yeah,
that's not even therapy. Like, here's the craziest part. Like, I never heard, when I did therapy, I had never heard that word.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Gaslight?
No, I didn't.
What were the words that were being used in therapy?
In therapy at the
like
time?
Like these big-ass words type of thing.
I wouldn't. Actually, you know, the craziest part? It wasn't like really big words. It's more in terms of like, how did that make you feel? You know, like sentences. Okay.
It's very generic, but it's the truth because they want you to do the
accountability
solving,
was
right?
Probably one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But accountability for self. You see, a lot of people fail to actually say within therapy, like what the most of the work is for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not you to tell others. You know what I mean? You need to be more accountable. No,
yep.
your version of accountability is knowing when to remove yourself from a situation,
exactly,
and a type of person, not necessarily that person needing to adapt to you. You know what I mean? Because
they
case
strive
in point,
for like self-realization.
Self-realization. Super so don't let these people fool you. No. Like, oh, they went to therapy and they start throwing around this shit. Nah, that's just them trying to impose, you know, certain ideals and stuff
because
like that.
Because these hot topics, hot words that are coming out all the time, right?
Yeah,
gaslighting.
Yeah. Gaslighting.
Misogyny. What else is being...
Well, misogyny has existed for a while.
No, it does exist. But now people are just throwing out the word on pretty much anything
that
has to do with the opposite sex at this point.
I mean...
People just throw it. Like, if I have an opinion or I have an argument with a girl, all of a sudden it's like, oh.
You're misogynist?
Exactly.
Are you gaslighting me?
I even had girls throw words to a white guy. Oh, white privilege. And I'm like, how does this work? Oh, the white
You got
man.
Hit with it?
No.
Okay.
That would be funny. That would be the day. Because I don't know.
These things exist, don't get me wrong, but it's not to be thrown in any context.
Throwing that to me, an Algerian guy that lived in Algeria. It's not like I was born with a golden spoon and coming from a place of privilege. And you come and tell
me. You should make instead of coming to America, coming from Algeria.
A lot of olive oil there. But anyway, that would be crazy that somebody would come, oh, you're coming from privilege. I'm like, okay.
People talk from a place of assumption.
Yeah, assumptions. That's true.
Assumptions drive me crazy.
But that I've got a lot. A lot of people believe I come from a wealthy family. And nobody worked for this. This was like given.
It was given.
Like we
you
were
come
royalty.
From oil, baby.
Yeah. King of the mountain.
Because it's easier
King
to
of
assume.
The mountain.
It's very easy to assume. People like to assume. It's much easier.
It is easier to assume.
Like, why would you take the time to get to know people and, you know.
But nobody asked the question, how did you get here?
No, they don't care.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you're here.
They want to tell you
how they got
here.
You must be here all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been here forever.
Give me the monies.
Just like.
Because you're right. Everything always comes back around. Because honestly, I mean, everybody likes talking about themselves. Like, come on, let's be honest. It's nice, you know, to have the spotlight once in a while. But
yeah,
sometimes it's just not about you.
But for the good
active
reasons,
listening
though.
Skills, man. Come on.
But for the good reasons. Would you want attention for for any reason?
No.
Some people do.
Really?
Strangely enough.
Well, I mean, why do you have influencers?
Yeah, but I think they still have an end goal behind all this. It's maybe money or maybe, you know, they want to be a star because, you know, people.
But I guess there's always a reason attached. I don't think there's ever no reason.
No.
But
because it might fill a certain void. It might feel, you know, like attention. It might be, you know, even if they're not doing it to make money or whatever, right?
Yeah, but me, it's for the... At
Placates
any cost
ego.
Necessary, that's my problem.
Yeah, no, then,
you got
that, that's an
like
issue.
That. That's
right? If you want attention, if you're like a celebrity or whatever, at least be it for something, you know, you did a great movie, a great song, an artist, whatever. But it's because you're showing your fake boobs. But
how do you know it's great until I tell you? Unless I tell you it's great. That's what people do these days. They tell you how awesome they are. They tell you how awesome something they did.
Yeah, but these influencers, right? What are their special skills? They have nice jeans at best. Or they have fake boobs that were paid for.
Don't wear jeans anymore. What are you talking about?
What?
They don't wear jeans anymore. What are you talking about?
No, I think the issue for me, personally speaking, from what I like, how I feel about influencers and people who talk about many, you know, critical topics is a lot of these people, I feel like, I'm sorry, but you don't have the life experience. And I feel like it's a perspective and everybody has a different perspective. So it doesn't mean that it's right or the correct way. Do you know what I mean? So I find it's very damaging sometimes when you hear these people talk and they're saying how, you know, I don't know. It could be many things, like how I became successful, how I lost weight.
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones that kill me.
Like
for real.
How I healed my inner child and all of these things. And they're putting all of this content. I only grind
on 2 hours of sleep a night.
All of this content out. And I'm just like, but that's your perspective. You found out how you work.
And that it is.
And this is something actually that I actively love to do. And I remember I can't remember his name on Instagram. Look at me. But what he said, it's not something that he's teaching you a specific way. He's saying you have to learn how you work. And that is something that I really invested a lot in. It's like, and it's true. You have to figure out how you work. It's nobody else's responsibility but your own. Yeah. You do have to take like into account that you're the one that has to put out those boundaries.
Yeah.
You 100%. Are the one that has to do all of your inner working. And you're the one that's going to have to figure it out on your own. And you have to be kind.
Little folks are going to figure it out for you.
Exactly. Be patient with yourself. Because I find all of these people with all these different ways and tactics and, I don't know, rules.
The one size fits all method,
it's
basically.
It's so overwhelming. Yeah. And that's what pisses me off. Because I sit there and I'm like, I don't resonate with anything you're saying.
And the craziest
part, and then people are
going
to think something's wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you.
And the craziest part is you're not impressionable. You're at an older age.
But a lot of people are.
Huh?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
But this is something I've noticed, and it's not.
And that's what I'm saying. It's dangerous because you're not impressionable in that sense. You're at an age where you're like, you know what? No, I know myself. I've gotten to know myself. Yeah. I'm still learning. But I'm not easily impressed by these words that they're throwing out there to kind of sway you.
But I still find it's not age sensitive because I've met people older than I am, much older than I am. And I feel, my goodness, how do they not recognize these things? How can they not be aware? I'm not saying that I am the most self-aware person. I'm still learning. I can admit this.
You're always going to be learning.
And you're always going to be learning. But this is what I mean. Some people are like completely over their head.
But it's not age. It's experience.
That's why I said experience. I reverted back. Yeah.
Because he could be 50, but you were in a relationship for 40 years. Your experience
in society
was zero.
You didn't experience a lot of things. Zero. Yeah. Absolutely.
If you lived on an island all your life and you're 70 years old and you come into a big metropolitan city, you're going to be like, whoa, this is out of here.
Look at all these hoes.
But I also think it has to do with mental laziness. I think a lot of people sometimes just choose to fall back on the default, it's who I am, it's how I am, I'm not going to change now. And I hate that. I hate when people say that.
It could be ignorance. Like I'll throw a bone, you know, for some of these people. Or you
sloth.
Know.
Yeah, it is ignorance. It's a bit of a laziness because you always have these exit strategies.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with Francis on Vice Versa, right? Mm-hmm. He's all about his physique and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm at 45 years old soon. I'm like, I'm not all about the six pack and the muscles.
No.
I'm about
being healthy
and
comfortable in my body.
100%.
Now, sometimes it could be in the gym. It could be just work with what I see in the mirror. It is what it is. And I'm like, yeah, when I was young, it was cool. You know, those pics and like, oh, I have 4 or 5 abs. Cool story. Now, it's not reasonable for me to go full. I could do it.
And not just that, like,
but I don't have the energy. I don't have the time.
Let's be honest. Does it really change anything for you?
But some people, no, for me, it doesn't.
Exactly.
But for some people, it validates them. They feel good.
No, I meant for you.
Yeah, No, but it's
that's
not
what we're talking about. Whatever works for you, you know, whatever
like,
your motivations are.
What's his name? Goggins. What's his first name?
David Goggins.
David Goggins. So, right, he's all about that mentality, never give up and everything. And I'm like, that works for him.
Right.
I would never want to be like him.
Oh.
Because I don't perceive him as something that I'm aiming for.
Even him.
From a happiness point of view.
But even, yes. One.
He doesn't look happy. But I would want him in my team on an island. Don't get me wrong.
Hands down.
100%.
But even him, like, because I'm listening to his first book. I'm going through the second book.
Uh-huh.
But even him, he says it himself. Like, he has, like, this extreme point of view. And he talks about how pushing yourself past the limit guy almost died a few times, like running marathons and stuff like
broken
that.
Broken feet.
But broken feet. But even him, he said straight up, he's like, look, I had to, I pushed myself, but I did all this to realize, to tell you guys, you don't have to go
that far,
as extreme, but you can go further than you think you can.
Yes, yeah. You put your own limits.
I like that positioning of it. Basically, it's not saying you don't need to break your 2 feet, you know, and still keep running in a marathon. But when
he did
you
a
think,
four-man marathon alone.
What?
Yeah, he cycled. Yeah. No, he cycled.
And he broke his bones in his feet, and he still continued.
And at the end of the marathon, I don't want to sound gross, but the guy literally like had bleeding, like he was internal bleeding, like pooping himself. You know what I mean?
I'm like, that's not goals. Those are not goals for me.
Lack of limits. That
I'm looking for comfort.
But his goal for him is he wanted to be the toughest son of a bitch. Out there.
And
that was his goal.
And each their own. Like I said, it's like when I watch UFC. I'm a big fan of UFC and boxing.
Yeah.
But I don't want anybody to punch my
face.
Touch
me.
Hell no. I'll kill you.
I'm somewhere in life right now.
You fit right in.
I'm somewhere in life.
I'm not getting my hands dirty, but I'm going
to kill you. I'm looking for comfort. Comfort and health. I'm like, if I can combine those two, because comfort is easy.
I'm bloodthirsty, but not for my own blood.
Exactly. So. I'm like, because comfortable, I can be eating. If eating would make you lose weight.
Oh!
Yeah, but it's checking yourself.
I'd be so slim.
It's being kind to yourself, but also, you know, keeping yourself checked.
Yeah.
You have to. And it's a balance. It's a constant balance. And sometimes you tip more on one side and then on the other.
Because it's funny that you mentioned Goggins. Because when I went to the gym this week, and like I was only planning on doing like, you know, like 10 minutes on the cardio machine, a little bit of weights here and there.
Right.
And then, you know, I ended up doing like, you know, 30 minutes on the cardio machine. And then afterwards, you know, doing a couple weights. And then the boys were like, yo, you want to hit the bench press? And I was like,
no,
bro, I haven't lifted in 6 months. Yeah, okay, let's do it. You know, put one, you know, there, made it over a plate. And like my body literally had shut down, but I was thinking about David Goggins. I'm like, oh, don't give up, bro.
And then you get injured, and then you're out for a year.
But here's the thing. I calculated, you know? I'm like, because the way he says it is like, when you think you can't go anymore, you've only used 40%.
Oh, yeah.
Me? I told myself, no, I'm at 80. So, so I got a little extra to go, which, you know what? I'm actually happy I pushed through because I got a couple extra reps in, right? And then I didn't need help at the end. I'm not going to lie. But it made me go, because usually I'm someone like, if I'm tired, if I'm done, I'm stubborn, I'm done, don't tell me, don't try to move me. That's my personality.
So you put your own blockers.
But I put my own blockers, but I'm trying now to kind of adapt and say, you know what, even when I think enough's enough, I can maybe try a bit more. It's just about trying. Yeah, it's about changing that mindset.
You're different too. I'll be injured and everything, and everybody's like, yo, you gotta take it. No,
you'll still play.
I feel no pain.
Remember the guy with his fucking swollen foot?
Walking around. I'm like, oh, how's your ankle? Oh, yeah, it's good. I have basketball tonight. What the fuck is wrong
See,
with you,
I'm
man?
Not like that. I'm the opposite of you.
You're
I'm the,
nuts.
But I'll tell you why.
I've always been like this since my younger age first. Every
You're
time
just
I'm
killing it tonight.
I'm doing all your job, all your work.
It's amazing.
But younger, a lot of people are like, oh, you're too small, you're too this, you're too that. So I was always like, no, I'm too hard-headed, I'll try. Mm-hmm. Now, my biggest battle is a lot of
yourself.
People. A lot of people my age, my group age, just stopped.
They stopped and they fall apart.
They fall apart.
Yep.
And I'm like, listen.
Especially when you're someone who's active.
But I was always active.
That's what I mean.
Thing. And even though injured, I'm like, okay, usually injury, like 2 days and I'm back at it. Now it's about a week, 2 weeks. And I'm like, still, I'll avoid. I'm like, I'm just going to go for the jogging a bit and like avoid. Like, I busted my finger 3 days ago.
Of course you did.
And my son looks at me, he's like, shit, you're not going to be playing basketball. I'm like, I'll be fine for next Sunday. And they're like, how are you going to do this? I'm like, I'm doing exercises every day. They're like, but why? I'm like, because the minute I stop.
Yeah.
It's because I see the guys.
And that's
the
whole, that's what I said. That's the whole thing about the Goggins is not accepting defeat, right? Easily accepting defeat.
I
don't want to accept my age.
But that too, though. Yeah. But that's why I was, in some cases, those things we talk about, those influences and their perspective, is very harmful. But I'll also say there's other things that, you know, you could take a little bit
It can from ignite everywhere. Somewhere.
But it's the way it's said.
It's yeah. the way it's
Goggins yeah. says it best. You don't need to go to my extreme, no. but whatever you're thinking is 40%.
Yeah.
But these influencers, if I can do it, you can do it. No. Yeah, but no. you don't. They don't tell you in the back. It's like the whole Oprah scandal about
one?
Her weight.
Oh, right? That she takes the Ozempic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But originally she was saying she was all natural. And she was like, even at my age and my type of job.
You can do it too.
I did it and everything. And then she's like, I'm all natural. It takes time, but we're going to get there. And then all of a sudden we find out that she was cheating. And she was like, yeah, well, I was trying to motivate people. Shut the fuck up.
When did she say that?
This happened about 4 months
it's
ago.
A trend,
okay, that's why I heard
thing.
The joke. Somebody was yeah. cracking jokes. I think
it's a
it was
trend.
At
a lot of
yeah,
people ask sure. for it for Ozempic.
But it's Kim Kardashian, right? No plastic surgery. Come on now.
Train what do you hard. Mean, no plastic surgery?
How many times did you hear Kardashians say they went to under the knife? Please.
I don't hear them not say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll sell you products. This is going to help you to look better in this belt. You know,
the
that
shape,
those,
the belt. Yeah, yeah, the yeah. waist trainer.
That,
yeah.
that thing doesn't work if you don't do an operation under it, right? And that's why I appreciate Mike, because Mike... Again, he's coming back on the pod. We're doing a one-on-one.
Yeah, and shout out. He has his page,
yeah,
too.
His
like,
page
where
yeah,
he kind of express talks
and
about
he's
it.
He's being
yeah.
clear
and
honest.
That's what, why you do that. Why is that? Why can you wait?
I'm
looking it up. Go on. Keep talking, guys.
But he's being honest that he got a sleeve and he did it because of
transparent.
This.
Transparent.
Yeah, yeah. It's transparent. And like he's talking about the benefits, his fears, the good and the bad. But at least I know if I approach him and talk to him, I'm getting the true real deal.
A personal France, experience.
Mike's big drop. That's yeah. that's the page. So, that's you know, go cool give title. It a follow. Check it out.
Yeah, even man. Francis, I have to give him credit. He went and redone his hair a second time. Yeah. He was super open about it,
oh,
too.
Oh, bro.
And that's, I appreciate.
Francis, hey, you want to see my hair?
Yeah. He's super open about it. He's like, yo, I went twice. I didn't like the fact that we could see blah, blah, blah. And right. I'm like, people are not going to be like, oh, I used this shampoo and this brush.
Right.
And I was eating ginger every day. And my hair grew naturally.
Ginger's good for you guys.
Yeah, it is, though.
But it's not going to, you know, not no, a miracle.
I just don't want no shame talking on ginger. That's all I'm yeah. saying. And put some respect on ginger's name.
And I'm not going to mention some other influencers of this sector.
Talk
Montreal
about it. Who?
Laval. No, I'm not going to say
it. All right, what are you talking about, though?
Yeah, yeah. This female where now all of a sudden they got her podcast.
He ain't misogynist.
No.
This female.
So women can talk.
Yeah. No, they're allowed.
This
but
Iron
her,
Man.
She takes and she has a platform.
Okay.
And she's talking about how she's family, she has faith and uh-oh. All this bullshit. And I'm like, but you're on and off.
Bullshit.
But you're on and off. Mm. I'm like, there is zero. Like, I have trust issues when it comes to a lack of consistency.
That's
And that oops. Bothers me. And everybody would be sending me a video and like, oh, so what do you think about that? I think it's bullshit. I could care. I didn't even listen to it. I'm like, it's bullshit.
You just said
I don't even
up.
Know this person. I don't know what's happening.
Somebody asked
is.
Me and I was like, that's bullshit. Like,
me
but neither. Did you listen? I'm like, I don't even need to fucking listen.
Oh,
she can give you the brightest, the most knowledgeable information, but it's bullshit.
Where it's coming from and shit.
Yeah, because I don't even think... She follows her own fucking path.
Yeah, damn. That's not good, man.
But so much people do that. Eh?
You gotta practice
exactly.
What you preach.
Yeah.
And when people are giving them credit and shit like that,
yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it! I'm like, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. I'm like, do you see the I can't even say the word
irony. Spell it for me.
The irregular.
Yeah, but it was
wait,
the
what?
T at the end.
Irregularity.
Well, that's it.
Irregularity.
Whatever she said.
I said it first. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
No, you anyways. People are irregular.
I'm competitive, bro. Even with words.
Yes, you are.
But it comes and it rubs me the wrong way. And I call these people false prophets.
Hey.
Right?
That's a big word to be calling them.
It's not a big word.
Comparison
it's
is prophets.
It's a
what
big
are they prophesizing?
Meaning.
Yeah, because they have
irregularity?
Followers. Because do you realize that these influencers have followers like prophets did? And people are buying into their shit. And then they're going to be like, yeah, you do it like me. I'm a very family person. I'm a very personal person. I'm a very religious person. Fight for who you believe in and be transparent about it and blah, 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 blah. Suck a dick.
I was going to say, look.
And I hope you choke on
look,
it.
Look, people, everything that he's saying right now is true. Like, don't be like me. You know what I mean? You know my goal? I want people always to be better. Better than... Like, you know, what I represent or who I am or whatever you think I am.
would be the first person to help these people out as long as they would take accountability here. Tell me you fucked up. Tell me you've been it too. But now you're putting a little bit of color, a little bit of glimmer, and you're like, hey, listen, I'm this wise person.
Sprinkle glitter on some shit, baby.
But it's kind of like what I was saying before. It's like people need to shut the fuck up.
Damn.
If you're the same age as me or younger and you're telling me how to, like, you're going to try coaching my life, we have a problem. I'd be like, hell no. Hell no.
And that life coach is, again, I have a really good friend. She's a life coach. Like, I appreciate her as a person. But don't come at me with that fucking title.
Damn.
I'm like,
I don't even know where to begin. It just bothers me a lot.
Y'all went dark.
No, but it really bothers me. It's like, I respect that they are, you know.
I don't really have an opinion. Like,
I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion, but I have an opinion when it concerns
lies.
Me.
No. When I say I don't have an opinion, meaning like, I mean it in the sense of like,
I don't want
I feel like some people feel like they need to be led. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if someone else can make money off of that, go do your thing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, but you see, that's dangerous. That's how you create these fucking
I think about it like
sex
a,
and then people start.
I was gonna say, I think about it as like kind of like a dom, right? A dominatrix. Yeah. And like someone who's a dominatrix, they.
But you know what you're going into.
Yeah.
You're going there to get dominated.
Yeah.
Right?
You're going I used to want to be one of those when I grew up.
But you're going there for that.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to see somebody that says he's a miracle healer or he has the solution to your problems, yet he doesn't, might as well just go
but
to
they
fucking...
But they want to buy into that placebo. People want to buy into that. You know what I mean? That's what it is at the end of the day.
Everybody likes that placebo
effect. And if that placebo effect is what gives you whatever you need in terms of happiness, that's why I say I don't have an opinion.
True.
Because I'm like, you have to know at some point that you're buying into something.
But you know, I think also the people that are like these life coaches and whatever, I think as they go through this, they themselves are growing and evolving and healing.
Yeah, but learning. You can't wing it as you're going.
But
it.
I think the majority of them do.
Yeah, no,
so
they
probably externalize this because
you
like
have responsibilities.
Because
if you mess up, you're messing up people's lives or people's expectations or building up stuff. If you're selling them something, a dream, a drug, a product, and it doesn't work, and they're like, "Oops, my bad. Live and learn." Oops. Like live and learn.
Oops.
But that's
bad.
Why it's important to learn how you
and
work.
Even because we have a podcast now and our faces are out there, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you guys are wise. I'm like, oh.
Don't
no,
call
no,
me
no.
Wise.
We're not wise.
What?
We're, we did dumb mistakes and we're just sharing them with you guys. Like,
I'm not wise. I'm just a bully.
And I'm definitely not wise.
Like, I'm a bully. That's what I am. That's what
I like
life
talking.
Coaches are. Bully.
I'm just right twice a day. That's pretty much all.
Twice? That means, that's better than none.
You never heard the clock? A clock
oh,
is right
yeah,
twice
a broken
day.
Clock is
right
twice a day.
I'm kind of useless, but I'm still right
no,
once
I don't think
in a
I'm
while.
Useless. I'll be no. honest. I'm the, don't listen.
Don't
he can
be
useless.
Self-deprecating. None,
yeah, yeah,
we're useless. Not about that life.
I'm useless.
I'm Delulu.
Like Tech said it best last podcast. Like, don't take your life too seriously.
Yeah.
No, gonna, no, you should. Nobody
oh,
gets out of
I wanted to say
alive.
Something about the last podcast. I wanted to apologize for my passion. Like, I feel like, oh, man, I was really rough. At some point, so when we talked
Who
about
are
certain
you?
Things. Why you say that?
So somebody
I feel bad.
Wait, somebody,
why?
Somebody told you something?
No, this is me. Okay. Even when I was, I don't know if you guys had noticed, even me, like during the podcast.
You listened to the pod a second time?
No, but I remembered my sentiment.
Okay. You should listen to it. Maybe it wasn't that bad.
But I feel
no,
like
it
was.
No,
I don't know. I was angry.
Like
you were very hyped because
you
were like.
Hyped.
Because he was saying the things that you wanted to say
yeah,
type
man.
Of thing.
But I was saying it
no,
too.
No, but you were like, yeah, you're right. Say, preach.
Yeah. You know.
And what's so, wrong with that? I think that was fun.
I'm
you were
just
excited.
Saying it's not a representative of who I want to be seen as.
Oh.
Okay.
So you
want
to say sorry
that.
To the fat people?
Oh. No. I want to say sorry for how it came out. You know what I mean?
But the opinion remains.
Because for me, it's always like, it always comes from a place of me caring at the end
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
we're talking about the word. We're not talking about the people, though.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like, yo, I came off like, you know, rough. It didn't seem as if there was actually caring behind it. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I felt there
so
was.
So that's all. That's all I just wanted to say. Like, sometimes, you know, I just want to, you know.
The feedback was really good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, what they enjoy about these pods.
Yeah.
It's because a lot of people think the same way. But it's just refreshing for them to hear it out loud.
The perspective.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They can say it and nothing happens to them.
It's true.
It must
around.
Be okay then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the only one.
But it's crazy. I feel like I think the world is starting to become more and more like that again. I think we're slowly inching back there.
Yeah, it's full circle. Like eventually we have to go back into the, you know, don't and give a man, fuck about your feelings.
Wait, bro. I can't wait.
You know? But then it's going to go into extremes.
That's the problem.
It always goes back.
We don't have a fucking filter. We don't have a limit there.
No, like, you have, like, you'll have a phase, maybe a couple of years where you're in the process of balance.
The golden years.
And then it just goes up.
The golden years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but yeah. I accept your apology.
It wasn't true.
This guy's apologizing now that I accept it. He's like, whoa.
Thank you.
Hold up.
I appreciate
you. She's representing who? The women, the fat women, fat people. What's going on here? I'm
talking about the people that weaponize and abuse the term, you know? Fat shaming. I'm not apologizing to them. Fuck you if you actually. You know what?
Here we go.
You got me mad. No, I'm thinking like, don't fucking use the word and tell me that. You know what pissed me off last week?
Tell me
how you really feel.
Show me that rat.
Yeah.
He said I'm sorry first.
The phobia part when we were talking about phobias.
I told you it wasn't gonna last.
Yeah. Ah man, fuck.
Yeah,
man.
But I did the clip about that.
I gotta be better.
Purposely.
Stop.
I did the clip purposely about the phobias just for you.
You fucking guy. I'm gonna stop talking.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, I agree.
Yeah. I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, what was interesting about that last pod was because everybody's hypersensitive, we went on the complete opposite of like, fuck your feelings. These are the words.
Yeah.
Don't take them fucking seriously. Move on.
That's true.
And this is where it can become a struggle, right? Where you, and that's what you're trying to do now, saying that we are not in that extreme.
Yeah.
But it was a reaction to whatever bullshit was going on.
Yeah.
And that's very understandable. Now, if people just listen to the pod and don't know us, they'll probably feel offended.
They're problematic. Hey, these guys are problematic.
That's okay.
Your mother's problematic.
And I don't apologize for that.
Shit. Sorry.
I like how he started by saying sorry. Now he's like, fuck your mom.
But I knew. That's why I was like.
That lasted.
You
like
guys know. You knew what you signed up for.
But his intentions were good. Like,
sus.
That's why I said, don't be like me, man. Shit.
Again, yes. I feel like maybe if a lot more people, not everybody, but a lot more people would be like you guys, we would have a better understanding. Mm.
They'd be like studying us.
What are you going to do to me?
She became like a Cro-Magnon there.
Me destroy you.
Exactly. Sedalia, very happy.
Sedalia smash.
Exactly.
You'll get along with Guy. I claim.
Ooh, I claim.
He claimed his wife. He literally said it on the pod when I claimed her.
I mean, there's a little bit of romance.
I mean, it's very much Guy. It's like, on brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on brand.
Claim your prize.
But crazy part is that shit works, right? Because it's him. It's who he's authentic.
Well, he is.
So you can't look at it any other way. You have to respect it.
And I can say this because when I first met Guy, like, we didn't get along. Like, I was like, who the hell is
we still don't get along.
And no, we do. We do get along.
I said, me and him.
Oh, you. No, we get along. It's just, you know, I realized, oh, okay.
I love him, though.
You're talking doesn't match your heart.
But he keeps real, though.
Sorry?
But he keeps it real.
But
and
he
I like
keeps
that.
It real.
Yeah. Well, 24/7, bro.
It's like tough love.
We need
in
more
a 6 foot two mini Francis Ngannou.
That is true.
But you need tough love. You need
no, but I appreciate because I know what you see is what you get with him.
100.
That I appreciate that. Then the ones you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's exactly. A few of those.
It is true. It is true. That's
so
his
fuck
brand.
Your feelings.
His brand is tough love and fuck your feelings.
Yeah, fuck your feelings.
And I'm happy that he found somebody that can navigate in those oceans.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
Because that was my biggest issue. Because,
you know, she ain't no punk.
No, she's not. But that's she's very... You have to be super smart and super confident.
Secure, yes. Secure, yeah. Confident.
Those two. No, because she's a smart... She knows how to navigate those oceans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she exactly knows the character. And her purpose, and again, maybe I'm overstepping here, is she knows for a healthy relationship what to do and what not to do to provoke unnecessary struggles. And in a relationship, that's probably the one number one or number two.
But not in
picking
this day
battles,
and age.
Huh?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's all about this
day and
age.
Me. And, you know, you can't tell me how to be.
Ain't and he's fluffy with her, too. He acts all like, you know, arcane and shit like that. But he is fluffy. No, he's a lover boy.
Him too. You have to know when to bend, when to break, when to, you know what I mean? When to remain sturdy. It's like
and he's not good with words. So
yeah,
his vocabulary is a bit limited. Purposely, yeah, because he's a smart dude. Don't get me wrong.
I know that.
No, I think he thinks faster than it comes out.
No,
you know? I think he likes.
He
functions in a way that I keep it simple.
Yeah.
So he uses a word like claim, and think is like because this is love. I claim you because I want you.
And he gets to use the African thing too.
Yeah, yeah. You that the card that comes out.
Yeah, yeah. That's why
he whips that card out a lot. Yeah.
It suits
it's all
him.
Cool. It's
and
all
plus, because he's black too. Like, you can't, like, you know, he has that black privilege card type of thing.
Huh? We got privilege?
Here we go.
Well, when you give opinions, right? Because you can't go too much about them, especially if you're non-black. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to be like, what, are you trying to use your white privilege on me?
No, never.
No, not you. But
maybe.
Him. And then, you know, we're stuck in, well, I'm at the lowest of this one because she can use her girl card.
What girl card?
Oh.
What?
Like, you don't know.
I don't use the girl card. Like, how I ever
here's my platinum card, bitches.
No, you never did that.
I never used the girl card.
She never did it. She doesn't use it on us.
I'll have to have a conversation.
Like, when have I ever like done the little sob story where I start to tear up? And you hurt my feelings. No, man, I bite your head off.
So that's
yeah. She gets feisty.
I get feisty.
That's your definition of a woman.
Uh-oh. No, it's not a def. Don't put words in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
You defined. You described. No, I said women privilege, and you're like, what? Did you ever see me cry?
But that's the only thing I can think
see,
of.
See, Jason?
You know,
I'm
the
just
guilt,
stirring the pot here.
But
I'm
it's the guilt tripping. I find as that's women, what women we are good at that. You know, we had to find ways of manipulating.
See, she's not going to have any repercussions because she is a woman.
She
and
is.
That is
she
the
is
woman
absolutely
privilege.
Right. Everything she said was right.
Oh, I don't agree
and
with
her. And I agree with her.
I think that women wouldn't agree on that one.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying it's a tact. That some women do. Not all, but some. Not me.
Yeah.
Me. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Jason is a man of peace.
I'm
learning from you. He's practicing.
No, I love you guys too much. I like to poke a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But it's fun. But anyway.
I have used the PMS card, though.
That is part of one of the privileges, the many privileges.
That's not a privilege.
Oh, shit.
That's a detriment. Okay?
I agree.
Are you wearing white? Like,
I'm really not
my
liking
white
this new version of you.
She's coming for me too. Much. Are you wearing white?
Like, what is this?
Like, I don't.
I surrender.
You know, no. I'm, you know, I'm looking for peace today.
Yeah, I see that.
And I always have that guy. I like problems.
Sometimes.
I want problems always.
Always. Oh yeah, that's a good meme.
It is. Like I don't even know where that comes from.
Me neither, but problems. That shit's hilarious.
Wait, I love
like, that movie must be good. It looked like a Gladiator African version, but yes.
Problem.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Well,
yeah.
This was fun.
It was.
Yeah, man.
Interesting as usual.
Mm, very.
And we'll have a lot to talk about next week. See how this event this Saturday works out.
Oh yeah. It's true.
So, yeah. It's going to be...
It's going to be fun.
And I do not want any questions. I'm telling you guys right now. During the evening.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
Okay. I don't.
I'll tell you after.
And on that note.